Okay, so we're in the sugya of Petochen, specifically relating to the door that will greet Mashiach, yeah? That's us, B'zat Hashem. And the analogy we brought was from Shir HaShirim, Yonoti v'chaga hasele b'seis ha-medrega. The Jewish people is compared to the little dove that's running away from the eagle. So he hides in the cleft of a rock, and what's waiting for him in the cleft of a rock?
Snake.
So he jumps out and there's the eagle, so he goes back and there's the snake. That's the Jewish people at this tekufa, and it represented, we said, very much the situation the Jewish people faced when they were on the just pre-Kriyas Yamsuf. They had to see in front of them, there was nowhere to go. Animals and beasts and all sorts of wild, scary, googly things on the right and the left, and mix them out to get them from behind. At that moment, on Shvi'es or Pesach, they faced enormous danger. And the only way out of it was to give up their lives and jump into the sea and drown. That's what they did. And then Hashem split the sea, but what they thought they were doing was jumping into the sea and drowning. They couldn't swim. Swimming classes in the slave camps in Egypt were very hard to come by. There was not that much water in Egypt either.
They
feed
them in the Nile.
They feed them in the Nile, yeah. You see, Manalem swam. So did we start the sugya of Yishmi'eini es Kailecho?
Yes, we did start it.
Yeah, what is that?
With the translation, what it meant. You know.
Yeah, very rich, yeah.
With,
we did the first paragraph. Okay, so let's run through it quickly again. So really, what does Hashem want from us at this very, very confusing time? Hishmiani es kelecho. Hishmiani es kelecho. I want to hear your voice. That's what Hashem says, right? Hukilo imalanu. Hashem's like Hashem saying to us. Titpalalu tiyotzri keshim. Make a relationship with me. Daven to me. Ta'aminu v'tiftochoy bi. Have imunah and betochen in me. How? By building a relationship with me. Al tegishu ti'ilu atem avudim imi yoshim. Don't feel that you are lost and abandoned. Titne yishur salai. Come straight to me, says Hashem. Don't go past goal. Come straight to me. Al techapsu segulos v'brochus. You don't have to go look for sukkunas, and you don't have to do all weird things, and you don't have to go to all the babas in town or whatever. You don't have to go find and that's what's written here. You don't have to go get a prophecy from children or autistic that are talking through computers. Can I come straight to me? Well, what's your problem? Return to your Abba in Shemaim. Kiblas kolabo aleichem b'simcha b'tmimas v'atziyeh sheli. Accept whatever is happening to you. B'tmimas v'b'simcha. Obviously after you've done everything you're supposed to do. After you've done your ishtadlis, you've done your tshuva, you've done what you're supposed to do. Then everything that happens afterwards, that's it. It's from me. Accept b'simcha. That we said is the highest level of betochen, Rashi's level of betochen, yeah? Accept whatever happens b'simcha v'ba'ava. So that was a good chazari, yeah? How often do you need to read this? About 50 times a day, yeah? Inshallah Yisrael Yoyna. The Jewish people is equated with a little dove. My Yoyna is Upashet Yitzhar Lashchita. My doch this Yoyna, this little budgie, this little, not budgie, this dove, sticks out its neck in order to be shechted. Kach Yisrael, so too Yisrael. That's the Midrash and Shashirim Rabba. Hayoina einu mit neget geschritte. The Yoina doesn't mind being shechted. The Yoina is quite happy to stick out his neck and be shechted in order to be brought up as a korban. He mekabelet his gzad dinoi ba'ava. He accepts the gzad din. With love, the kach an goes there. And so too we are in this generation. Aleinu mekabel es kol abo aleinu ba'ava. We have to accept everything that's happening to us ba'ava. Ulifteach ba'Hashem ki hakol hu l'tovoteinu. We have to trust in Hashem that everything that's happening is for our good. You get $1,000 but you don't get it, the same thing in all your life. Yeah? When Hashem says yes and when Hashem says no, it's exactly the same as far as I'm concerned. Yeah? Children understand this posture. The text tells a marvelous story about a her mother was busy cooking and getting ready for supper or whatever, and she was under a lot of pressure, and her little daughter came in and the doll's leg had broken, crying that the doll's leg broken. So the mother was handled and she didn't have time to deal with it, so she said, just got dumped into a shed. Yeah, the kid went off happily and the mother thought, what have I done? Stupid, yeah? She's going to dump into Hashem. The leg's going to stay broken. And what have I done? I've instilled in my child that you don't trust in Hashem. So she feels terrible, right? So she puts aside the cooking or whatever. She goes off into the kid's bedroom and she has the kid playing very happily and nicely with the doll. Kind of peeps through the door and she sees the kid playing with a doll with a broken leg. So she goes up to the Zohar, what happened? She says, I dump into Hashem. And Hashem said, no. Children understand this. Poshut. I asked Hashem and he said no. I asked Hashem and he said yes. It's the same Hashem and the yes and the no. It's the same. It makes no difference. If you ask Hashem for $1 million and he gives it to you, it's exactly as good as for you if you ask him for $1 million and he doesn't give it to you. Exactly the same. And a smack from a father is the same as a kid. Because it's exactly what you need now and it's what's best for you. So if you get a smack, you get a kiss, it's exactly the same. The loving father giving you exactly what you need. You're right, the kiss feels faster than the smack. The smack hurts, in a chinami. But cut your relationship with Hashem, the same appreciation I have for the touch, the same appreciation I have for the kiss. Because why? He's not doing it for him. He's doing it only for me. Because he can't get anything out of this world. So he gives me a touch that must be exactly what I need and it's the best possible thing for me. No, there is no other sense. That's what Avraham Avinu discovered. There is no other sense. Any other sense says Hashem needs something here. Kulu chesed. Kulu chesed. Hi, my Letitia friend. All right. We'll get through to you slowly. Slowly we'll get through to you. No, that's what Avraham Avinu discovered. I am chesed ibonet. What Avraham Avinu discovered was that everything is kulu chesed. It couldn't be any other way. Because if it's not, then Hashem's not infinite. He's not koyechol. It means he needs something from me. Yeah? So therefore the kiss and the touch are exactly the same.
Coming from love.
Huh?
Coming from love.
It's exactly the same.
It's coming from love.
As far as my relationship with Hashem is, it's exactly the same. You're right, because in my relationship with myself, it needs to be approached in a slightly different way. Why did I get kissed here? Why did I get a touch here? Okay, that's something else. But as far as my relationship with Hashem, they're both the most unbelievable acts of chesed that Hashem just did for me. Okay, that's the theory. How you do that, we haven't got to
this.
Both of them are saying that I'm on the right track. Okay, what I need on this track to get to where I need to go is a kiss. What I need over here right now is a punch. Both of them are aimed at getting me to where I have to go. But sometimes you fall and a kiss is what gets you back on track. Sometimes a child does something very naughty and a punch is going to alienate the child even more, so you give them a kiss. With a child's low, sometimes you pick them up with lots of compliments. Sometimes complimenting the child can destroy a child if you have to give them a little bit of musa. As long as it's always what's best for the child. Basically what it means is Hashem is a goal, he wants us to get to a certain place. Whatever's going to get me there, yeah, in the best possible way for me, that's what Hashem's going to facilitate. Sometimes it's a kiss, sometimes it's a punch. But at the end of the day, the kavana is always for what's best for me. You're right, it might be that the reason why I got a patch today was because, I was looking where I shouldn't have looked. Yeah, you're right, that's a fact. Clapping my relationship with me, the patch and the kiss are different. But as far as my relationship with Hashem is, the love that Hashem has for me and my trust in him is unchanged at all. In the theory, of course. In practice, obviously, this is one big mistake. That's why we have to write books about it and learn about it. If this was Aleph Beis, then we would get over it when we turn to an Aleph Beis and a Vayikra. The Yetzer is going to challenge you on this one time and time again, of course. We're talking about Rashi's level of betochen, which is an incredibly high level of betochen. The kach mafayish from Yankiv Milise the Prusha Toro Chomo Hamor Al Shira Shirim Posuk Zer says Rabbi Yaakov Milise, whoever that is. In Tire ki Yainosi, who's the Yainosi? Eina Tzadikim Hanim Tzayim B'chaga Esela if you see that the tzaddikim are found in this, you know, stuck between the rock and the hard place, na'od tzim livroch ulahatmon b'nekike asloim, nesunim b'tzoros gedolos u'b'seis ha'medrega, they are prevented from running and hiding away in the little cracks of the rocks because there's snakes there. And you find them in great sorrows and in the darkness of the sufferings. The Madrid, how does he say? They forced to flee into the clefts of rock. Ah, okay, that's called that they are. If you see that they're forced to go into the... Okay, that's the next page. They're forced to go into the clefts of the rocks. They're forced to go hide away in the little little dark hiding places because of all the tzoros and the darkness that come upon them. Ah, let's go. Now, you should know, Tisibus HaYisurim here, the reason for the suffering is Harenius Marecho, which is a continuation of the pasuk which he translates. Show me your appearance, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me see your face. That's not what this is talking about. Who's talking here? This is Klal Yisrael saying to Hashem, or this is Hashem saying to Klal Yisrael?
This is us calling out to Hashem. Yeah?
This is Hashem saying, why aren't you cleaving to me? Why aren't you turning to me and showing me your face? Why aren't you crying out to me? You're in this suffering because I want to see you and you're not showing yourself to me. You're in the suffering because I don't hear your voice. I love your voice. I want to come like a grandfather wants his grandchildren to come visit him. You're not visiting me. So stop sending the check. And then you phone me up and say, Abba, where's the check? Oh, you phone, Baruch Hashem. That's why you've got to dub him 3 times a day. If you're ever supporting your son-in-laws in learning, don't give them a check once a month. You only see your kids once a month. Allah said, make the bum come every day. Yeah, pay him on a daily basis, you know. Soiche yoimi. That's it. Then you get to see the guy. Is that a Hashem? If everything just goes nice and everything's fine and there's money in the bank and there's food and the kids are striking and the shivers and shidduchim and everything's just glorious. Besides the fact that the world would cease to exist, because that's not why we're here. But second of all, no one would ever talk to Hashem. Who talks to Hashem when everything's just going fast? One gets out of the morning and schleps you to a shachris. You know you're in trouble and you've got to talk to the boss. The Pinkers also told the story there was a yid. He was having a rough time in a real difficult situation. So straight off the shachris, he would go to the guy and say, no, what time's Mincha? When's Mincha? Because yeah, he knew that he was living from Amos Shachris to Mincha to Mayri. That's what he was surviving by. We feel that when things are going well. Yeah. Then the say some lies, Jesu says to the Kosambi, I'm waiting to see your beauty and you're pleading to me. Hishmeanes Kalecha, please I want to hear your voices, Hashem. Hastata Tova Meem Hibishmil Shem Yeshua's Kailam Bitfila. The hiding away, the goodness that comes from that is that we get Hashem gets to hear our voice. For the Yahshua Kaini Maivim Lefana. And that's where all the tzar comes upon us, in order to get us to turn back to Hashem. I mean, that's not what they should think. They shouldn't think that Hashem doesn't love them, and that's why all the tzar came upon them. Because your voice is... Sweet. Your voice is sweet. And your appearance is beautiful. Miss Ivani Litvuloso. Don't tell us that Hashem has a type, he has a mamash, uncontrollable desire to hear us talking to him. Because I'll never lie. Do you understand that? Hashem, you know, Hashem. Hashem made the whole world, makes the whole world, the sun, the moon, the stars, the brain, he's chalishim because I haven't spoken today. He can't. Mamash, you can't function properly because I haven't spoken to him today. We don't believe it, but it's true.
How does that make sense to the
excellent kasha. Excellent kasha. But that's what it says. Yeah, you're right. Excellent kasha. Huh? If Hashem doesn't need anything, how can he need my coil? How can he need my...
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says. Why didn't Sarah and Rivka rock over the land? Why couldn't they have children? Sarah and Rivka couldn't have children? It is because Hashem yearns for the tefillahs of the tzaddikim. There's a table for the tefillahs. In Hashem, you have a kasha on that kabbal. But Hashem's lacking something that he needs rochel to talk to.
By us giving kasha, like in...
You have to understand the Nefesh HaChaim problem.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's why you know. Okay, that's the Nefesh HaChaim already. I don't want to go down there. For now, that's an excellent kasha. Yeah. He chooses. Hashem chooses to make... Yeah, whatever that means. Okay. No, it's a good kasha. I'm not denying the kasha. Just to answer the kasha, we have to learn all of Nefesh HaChaim. Oivani oisam v'yaduakim sugolim... Hayma the betel arises as avosim alai vafilu b'tznai makashi b'yosef. I love them and I know that they are able to express that love that I have for them and express their love for me, even though I make them life impossible for them. Yeah, what does it mean Hashem loves us? It also indicates the lack on his part or not. But it's not, eh? Love is giving. Hashem is unconditional giving. Why does Hashem want to yak fillers? Because he wants to give to us. And for some reason there's a tie in the prayer that he can't give us unless we daven. It even goes further back than that. Why does Hashem create the world? In order to bestow good. He's the ultimate essence of goodness, and therefore he created the world in order to bestow goodness on us. What's the ultimate good that he can give? Because if he's giving you the good, he wants to give you the best, right? What is the best good in the world? Hashem himself. He wants to give himself. Now, there's just one problem. If you get it for nothing, that's not the best good. Because getting something for nothing has an essence of taking charity. There's always that the bread of shame problem, right? So Hashem set up a system in which you're not going to get this good for nothing, you're going to earn it. Right? You're going to earn it. So in that system, the way you earn it is by turning to Hashem. So why does he want us to turn to him? Because that's the only way he can bestow anything on us. Hashem set up a system that you can't get this good unless you earn it. Right? You're going to use your bechira to do the mitzvah. If you don't, what's going to happen? Hashem can't bestow the good on you. I mean, Hashem's limited. Yeah. In that sense, Hashem chooses to limit himself. Why? For your good. I can give this to you for nothing. But that's not the ultimate good. I want to give you the ultimate good. The ultimate good you have to earn. I'm not giving this to you until you earn it. But what does Hashem want to do? He wants to give it to you. So you're preventing Hashem from doing what he really wants to do, which is give. So Hashem does have limitations, kibiyochol, in this sphere. Why? Because he only wants to give. And the ultimate is this good that wants to give the best good. So he is limited. He can only give the best good by nature. That's a limitation that Hashem has. He can't do evil. Because he's limited. Yeah, he's limited. He's limited by his essence, which is good. Is that clear? He's the infinite, ultimate essence of goodness. So he can't give this to you now. Why not? Because you won't let him. When you do the mitzvah, you know what you're doing? You're enabling Hashem to fulfill the purpose of creation. That's how you become a partner with Hashem. And for some reason, there's a tnai built into the prayer that you can't get this without asking for it. You have to daven. Adam Arishan comes into the world and there's no rain because Adam didn't ask for rain. The minute he asked for rain, it rained. Why Hashem created the world like that, we don't know. But there's a tnai in the prayer that Hashem wants to hear us daven. Not for him, but because he wants to give us the ultimate good, and the ultimate good only comes about when you ask for it. So it's a lack in us, not in him. Yeah? The Iker reason why Hashem gave us the Torah and the mitzvahs is in order that we should
Cheating.
You've got 4 pages ahead, yeah. will place their trust in Hashem. So you see most betuchon Hashem.
Yeah. Good.
Zu tachlis ha-toyra mitzvah to bechidus tzadik be menosa yichye. Oh, now we've got to the real subya. That is the purpose of the Torah, the mitzvah, in the aspect of tzadik be menosa yichye. Be emuna kolu gaminin ha-betochon. In emuna is also included, as we've said many times, the subject of betochon. Ha-betochon ha-kim ha-maisish ha-mitzvah la-emuna be-kol shtache ha-chayim. Emuna is the knowledge that I have, that it's all from Hashem. Betochen is the actualization of that knowledge, Lamaisa. I act out on the basis of my emunah, that's called betochen. Because I know there's Hashem, yeah, then I know when I've got to work, that I only have to make ishtadlis, I'm not making panasa. That gonna work is the expression of betochen. What's the betochen based on? Trust, blind faith. It's based on the deep knowledge I have that it's all from Hashem. And that knowledge that I have that's all from Hashem gets expressed in the way I conduct myself, that's called betochen. They're not two separate sugyas. Betochen is an expression of the emunah. Ha-betochen ha-kium ha-maisi shal mitzvah ha-emunah b'kol shtach ha-chayim. Kifir shabano yishnan b'betochen madregas ramos. As we've explained, betochen, there are many, many, many levels, very high elevated levels. But dor shelanu, in our generation, anu skukim l'ramah ha-gavur b'yoseh. We require the highest level of betochen that can be achieved. While the littlest guys in the world ask to how to build the highest levels of betochen, that we can explain soon, Bezrat Hashem. The betochen muchlat v'Hashem yisbarach mibli la'ashir shiur koshu lelo betochen. Total betochen in Hashem without any gaps in the system which allows for not betochen in Hashem. There to be total 100% betochen in Hashem, and that's the Gemara at the end of Makkos, which says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu established the Torah at 613, and then someone came along and made it smaller, and so came David HaMelech and made it on 50, and then who came along and did it on 3, and finally, right at the end, Habakkuk came along and said the whole Torah is on one Yisrael, and that's where we are now. Tzadik be'menos chayichya. If you had physical security, it got taken away. You had financial security, it's been taken away. Everything that we always relied on and everything we always held on to as refuges, okay, outside the realm of Hashem, Hashem is slowly taking away from us. Until you're left with nothing other than tzaddik be'menos. In order to be a tzaddik today, all you need is one thing. In Moshe Rabbeinu's days, you wanted to be a tzaddik. No, you need a 613 mitzvah. To be a tzaddik today, all you need is a munah. Not I believe and off you go. If you really have emunah, you'll keep 630 mitzvahs. A guy who really has emunah is not going to live a life. It's not shaykh. To the extent that we don't express our emunah in the way we conduct our lives, that shows you don't have emunah. But tzaddik, to be a tzaddik, you can build tzaddik today in building a relationship with Hashem. Not at the expense of mitzvahs. Chas v'chalila. There's whole world religions out there built on the fact that you just love God and that's enough. You don't have to translate top to voice, so get it out, get rid of it. Yeah, you don't have to eat kosher food, because the chumash doesn't say it, you don't have kosher mafe, so stop eating kosher meat. I love Hashem, it's enough. No, it's not enough. You love Hashem, you want to do what He wants you to do. By loving Him, you by doing what He wants you to do, express your love for Him. But the basis of it is emunah. That's the nesoin of this generation. Okay, let's stop there.
Difficult. Even though we know this, it's still going to be hard for us.